Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. I'm Macy, and I am so excited you're joining me from wherever you are. I hope that you get everything you came for and more. Just as a heads up, if you're brand new, welcome to the podcast. It is helpful to go back and start at podcast number one. If you're wanting to go on the journey of self-awareness, improving your mindset, your emotional intelligence, let me just tell you that if you start from the beginning, you're in for a treat. However, you can always skip around to whatever episodes feel most relevant, and I actually do recommend that even if you are someone that goes back and listens to the beginning, that every now and then you catch up on recent episodes, so that way you're up to date on recent or current, I should say, offerings. That way you don't miss like free webinars when I have them, or announcements, or programs that are running, or specials. So just make sure that you maybe check in every now and then. If you don't, another great way to stay up to date is finding me on social media at Macy Renee Coaching on Instagram or Facebook, and or going to MacyRenee.com and signing up on my email list. That will make sure you don't miss anything either. All right, you guys, I'm so excited. I have been like a sneaky little fairy in the background doing all of these things, prepping for the upcoming weeks. I am so excited. If you're on my email list, you will be up to date very, very soon. I'm just so excited. I haven't spilled the beans out loud or to social media, and I'm just really, really excited, to be completely honest. I can't wait to share all of the things. And so in a few weeks, if you are on my email list or on my social media, you will get to have some insight as to what is going on and some different announcements coming up. All of the things. I'm so excited. I feel like I've been so sneaky behind the scenes, but it's been for really fun, really good things. So I'm excited. Okay. Anyways, today we are going to talk about the root of procrastination. Another requested topic, another topic that I think is very valuable to all of my listeners, because as you guys know, without self-awareness, we tend to self-sabotage. Our brain is amazing at self-sabotaging us. And one of the biggest things that I see as far as self-sabotage goes is procrastination. Our brain is amazing at procrastinating, and we have a lot of stories around why we do it and why it's beneficial. So let's talk about the root of procrastination. Why are you doing this? Why are you engaging in this? How is it showing up in your life? Is it or is it not serving you at your highest level possible? And what are we going to do about it? Okay. So here is the deal. Let's just cut right to the chase and talk about why we as humans procrastinate. And you may have heard me say it on the podcast before, but I'm going to say it again because you can never hear it too many times. The brain loves to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Anything that your brain believes will be painful or less than fun, to be exact, it wants to avoid. And a lot of times when there are tasks that we know we need to get done, or that may be helpful to get done, or that may set us up for something really great in the future, our brain basically wants to talk us out of it. It's like, ugh, but right now, in the short term, that's not going to be the most fun decision. Like, that's going to be work, or that's going to take a lot of time, or we could be doing other things. We could be watching TV, or we could be eating snacks. We could go spend time with our kids throwing the football or to the park. We could go to the beach. We could on and on and on. Okay. Your brain is super smart and super clever in how it gets you out of things that will actually serve you if you just do them. And that is truly, just starting this, you know, as blunt as possible, that is the root of procrastination. Your brain doesn't want to, simply because it doesn't believe there is an immediate benefit. Our brain loves immediate gratification, and we live in a world, in a society where most things are immediately gratifying. Social media, internet, all of it is faster and faster and faster year after year. Heck, month after month after updates and 5G and all of the things. Very rarely do we have to wait a prolonged amount of time for something we want. And how you know you've been conditioned to getting what you want really, really fast is if you throw a fit when something does take longer than you're used to. So have the Netflix streaming service be on that little round loading bubble for 30 seconds, and I guarantee you, check your attitude. Are you losing your mind? Are you getting really mad that it is not going smoothly and that you have to wait, God forbid, 30 seconds because the internet has slowed down? By the way, I'm not judging. I am the same way. I recognize this in myself. It's just comical to recognize, right? Same thing with our phones. I can't tell you how annoyed I am whenever I get really into, you know, an Instagram reel or somebody posts something I'm really interested in reading and you go to click continue to read or, you know, read more or watch the reel and the internet's frozen. And you have to wait, and then you have to refresh, and then you turn your Wi-Fi off, and then you turn it on. The reason all of that happens and the annoyance is there is because we are so used to living in a society filled with immediate gratification. It's also why people don't want to do the work in many categories of life, right? Because there is usually a quick fix that they recognize they can maybe have, or they think there's a quick fix that they can have. Let's just take it with working out. Like if you want to build a toned body, a strong, toned, healthy body, there's working out and eating healthy and being consistent in the gym, or there's procedures, right? And the people that really love immediate gratification will tend to lean towards the procedures, okay? Like we want it and we want it now. We don't want to wait. And in this world that we're living in, we're getting things faster and faster. If you want groceries, you don't even have to go to the grocery store anymore. You can literally sit on your phone while you're watching a Netflix series, scroll through online, pick out your groceries, add them to the cart, pay your money, and someone else will go to the grocery, pick everything that you want, and deliver it to you while you sit on the couch, which I'm not saying is not fabulous, right? But again, it's that instant gratification of I don't want to do it. It seems painful. It seems hard. It seems like more than I want to do right now, and I can have it done faster or more easily. That is the society that we live in. That is how our brain is automatically geared to think. And it is the root of our procrastinating because we seek pleasure over pain. We want immediate happiness and gratification over the long-term benefit of discipline or making, you know, simple decisions that add up over time. So that is the first thing that you have to recognize when you are diddly-daddling, okay, about what it is that needs to be done. It's going to bite you in the ass, okay? Especially if there's something that you really, really, really want. If you're not allowing yourself to get there and you're like, oh, I just keep procrastinating. I don't know why I'm procrastinating. I need to do it. I just keep procrastinating. It's likely because your brain feels like it's going to be a painful process. And there could be multiple reasons why. For example, if you're someone that struggles with perfectionism, you might be a big procrastinator because you're overthinking, wanting something to be super duper perfect before you do it. You want to have the plan laid out to a T. You don't want to execute and make mistakes. You may be afraid of failure or what it might feel like if you don't live up to your own expectations or the expectations of someone else. And so if you get stuck in a lot of perfectionism, you might be a procrastinator. You may also be a procrastinator if whatever it is that you need to do sounds difficult, right? Or you're making it difficult in your mind. I used to do this with homework all the time, even if the homework wasn't difficult. It was just the idea of like sitting down and having to complete something from start to finish in a sitting. And not even that I really had to do it all in one sitting, but it was the idea that there was something else that was way more interesting or appealing, something way more fun. And also that the work that I would be doing would take a lot of brain power and it would be really, really, really hard. So my brain was really good at having me procrastinate on work that needed to be done. Now, I have to say in like elementary, middle, and even high school, I kind of was the opposite, just because I liked getting things done faster to get the pressure out of the way. A lot of times an emotion that I would feel quite frequently was pressure. So if I completed all of my work way ahead of the deadline, like let's say a teacher gave us an assignment and we had a month to finish, it was not rare for me to go home and finish it that day or that weekend so that way I could relax. I didn't want like the pressure of, you know, having a limited amount of time to do it. Something shifted in me in college. Maybe it was like all the trauma and all of the life stuff and balancing a million gajillion things, but I got to the point where I procrastinated a lot and I would often buffer and seek pleasure first over doing the thing that was going to be most beneficial. And then I would tell myself, here's some stories that can come up. I would tell myself, I work better under pressure. How many of you are feeding your brain that BS lie that you work better under pressure? And the funny thing about it, you might be listening to this and being like, but it is true, Macy. I do work better under pressure. And you might have really convinced yourself that you do, except if we keep talking about it and I'm coaching you on it, I will find that your underlying emotion is stress and overwhelm, which means that you actually don't work well under pressure because it's creating a secondary string or strand of emotions that are not that beneficial to you and your overall health. So if you're feeding yourself the lie that you work best under pressure, but you also find yourself feeling very overwhelmed and stressed and like all over the place and short-tempered and you need long breaks and a lot of relaxation and you're dreaming of the weekend or you're dreaming of your next vacation, just an FYI, you don't work well under pressure. You are really not doing okay, okay? Something to check in with yourself because it doesn't have to be that way. Now, here is what I will tell you about procrastination as well. A lot of times, the things that we know that we could be getting done or that we should be getting done, there's a reason why. Okay, so for instance, I'm just going to give you an example. My brain is really good at knowing what I need to do in my business to reach my goals and to move me forward, okay? But then there is that subconscious part of my brain that's like, I don't want to, right? And I don't need to do that right now. And it will self-sabotage me. Oh my gosh, it will sabotage me as long as I will let it. And the thing about it is that I know if I basically fall victim to that little voice, that I'm not only procrastinating, but I am prolonging the results that I could be getting. So like I'm not prolonging as much as delaying. I'm delaying my results, okay? So like for instance, if you're like, I want to lose 20 pounds, okay, by a certain date, But then every single day you're like, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. I'll eat better tomorrow. I will do better tomorrow. And you're procrastinating on even working out, or you're procrastinating on even eating better today, or making some simple decisions. It doesn't mean that you're perfect, right? But even making simple decisions, you're delaying your result of losing the 20 pounds or whatever it is by the date that you want it. Okay. It would be like for me, I'll give you another example of this. Back whenever I wanted to start my podcast. Okay. So I had my brain give me the idea that I should start a podcast, and that, you know, a part of growing as my highest self meant that I would have one. And then my brain fed me a bunch of BS stories like, but maybe you need to wait because it's just not good timing, and you don't know how to use the programs, and you don't know how to like edit, and you don't know how to blah, 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 blah. Okay. And I procrastinated. Like, I ordered all of my equipment and then I let it sit in the boxes, I think for like 6 weeks. Okay. I never even opened the box. I just procrastinated on even looking at it. I didn't want to read the instructions. I didn't want to, you know, take the time to understand how to do it. And that only delayed the results that I could have been getting faster. Okay. Because the thing about podcasting also, if you ever get into it, you know, and you have like a business as well, a lot of people think, I'm going to start a podcast so that I can make money. I will just tell you that on average, your podcast doesn't bring in any clientele until about 2 to 3 years in. Mine slowly started bringing people in at the 2 year mark, 2.5 year mark, and it didn't actually really pick up until the 3 and 3.5 year mark, okay, where more people started to find me and listen and, you know, become clients from the podcast. So you can't be in it for, you know, just the money, right? And with that being said, it's another reason why your brain might want to procrastinate doing it, because it's not going to reap the rewards very quickly. It's going to take time. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take commitment. Like, you know, it may never turn into something that is monetarily successful, okay? And so you have to ask yourself, even with that, am I doing it for the right reasons? And what are the reasons that I'm doing this? Am I in it for the long haul? Like, questions like that really matter, not even just in podcasting, but across the board, right? With business, a lot of people quit businesses that they start because they don't get the results that they want as quickly as they think that they should get them. And again, it goes back to, I want immediate gratification. I want to start my business and make money immediately. I think that I should be making 50K in the first 2 months, right? Or 100K in the first year. Like, people will get stuck on that mindset. And what's so funny about that is that they will also be procrastinating on what they need to be doing in their business. So they'll be like, I don't really like social media, so I'm just kind of procrastinating on posting, or, you know, I don't feel ready yet, so I'm just going to wait until blah, 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 or whatever their reasons. And if you really look at your reasons for why you are or are not doing something, you want to ask yourself how often what you are not doing is based on procrastination and why you're procrastinating. We know that the root reason is because your brain thinks it's avoiding pain. Okay. It doesn't want you to feel discomfort and pain and all of these, you know, uncomfortable emotions. It wants you to be happy right now. So it would rather choose short-term pleasure over anything like, you know, long-term, because it believes that the long-term is going to be much more painful journey. And sometimes our brain is right. Sometimes being in things for the long haul is harder, right? And that's why you want to be really clear on why you are setting the goals that you have and what you want to get done. So another example of this is whenever I was in the launch for the Hybrid Experience, which is my program that offers one-on-one coaching and group coaching and the retreat. When I originally opened up the cart to sell that program, it didn't include a workbook. I was talking to the clients that signed up like first for the program when it was being advertised. It never promised a workbook, because in my brain, it like there was not going to be a workbook, right? And then I sank into my soul, my highest self, and I thought, if I wanted to make sure that the women in this program get the best experience and have the best results and have the best amount of support at the highest level, how would I need to show up? And my brain immediately offered, you need to make a workbook. Now, I knew the level at which I was going to operate this program. I knew that the standard of which I was going to operate the hybrid experience was going to be very, very high. And I knew that it was going to challenge me with or without a workbook. But the thought of adding the workbook for my brain was not only like one, I knew beneficial for the client, but it was daunting for me on a personal level, okay? And a professional level, because it was like, this is going to require so much time, so much effort, so much attention. Nobody is in my brain with my content of the hybrid experience. I can't hire it out. Like the time I would spend training someone of what they should put in this workbook, I might as well do it myself. It was such a big task. I estimated that it would be like 80 to 100 pages. It ended up being like 217 pages. And by the way, I didn't buy a template for it. I literally made all of those pages from scratch. I came up with all of the prompts from scratch, okay? Like based on what I wanted my clients to learn. My point in saying this is that my brain tried to have me procrastinate so much. It wanted me to. My God, it told me to go to the gym instead of working on that workbook, okay? That's when you know my brain is procrastinating at a whole new level, because I'm really good at procrastinating on going to the gym. So when my brain is like, you know what we should do instead of working on the workbook? We should go to the gym. That's whenever you know I wanted immediate gratification. Like I wanted that workbook to be done as if I waved a magic wand and could just say bippity boppity boo. And I knew that that wasn't going to happen, that I had to sit and be still and work on it, like really be disciplined. And the way that I overcame that procrastination in this specific instance was really thinking about my clients and how much I love them and how much I want them to succeed and how much I love the life that I've created and how I want that to be available to anyone in whatever way that looks like for them. Time freedom, money freedom, more time with your family, stronger relationship with your significant other, stronger relationships with your family members, you know, really strong friendships, women to lift you up, being, you know, healthy the way that you want to be healthy, physically fit, mentally, emotionally fit, like anything that you could want. I sunk into that so deeply for the hybrid experience and thought, I want them to have the best experience in this program. I want this to be something that is life-changing. I know this workbook is a part of that, and I need to be committed to doing it as much as I want to procrastinate. And that motivation, not even just the motivation, but that desire, that burning, like it just has to be, that mindset really got me out of bed, even on the mornings when I wanted to procrastinate and go to the coffee shop and work endless amount of hours. It was even the, you know, the factor of, you know, being super committed and taking the work with me when I went home to visit my family. Like my family was like, hey, I thought you came home to visit. And I'm like, I did come home to visit, but I have a deadline. Like this workbook has to be done by this date in order for the production, you know, company or printing company to get it done and send it to me in order for me to then order all of the materials I need to ship it to them by the time that the program starts. Like this is a whole entire production, you know, this is like over thousands of dollars to just get this piece done. Like there is a level of commitment just for this. And I don't have the ability to procrastinate unless I fail myself and I fail my client. And I'm not willing to fail myself and I am not willing to fail my client. And so sometimes you have to get stern with yourself too on even what your goals are and why you have those goals. Like, are they fitness goals? Are they money goals? Are they, you know, chores around the house? Like, think of the benefit of how you're going to feel when it's done, when it's out of the way. I've never read this book, but I hear about it a lot, and it's called Eat That Frog. Again, I've never read it, but apparently the concept is that you basically do the things in your day that you want to do the least, and you do those things first. And if you're willing to do those things first, then every other task on your list becomes that much easier because you've gotten the most daunting task out of the way. Okay, so that might be a book worth checking out if you are a big procrastinator. And again, checking in with, are you procrastinating because of perfectionism? There's no such thing as perfect. Messy is better than perfect. Messy is at the end of the day, if it means getting it done, is much better than never getting your work out in the world or never completing tasks that could benefit you long term or get you the result that you want. You know, it's better to show up at the gym even if you don't feel the strongest that day, right? I'm not saying don't rest, because give yourself rest and listen to your body, but I'm saying, like, even on those days where you know, like, you can't give it your all, but you can go and maybe get on the treadmill or do something, even if it's 20 minutes, that might be messy, but messy still moves you forward. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? On the days where I was working on the workbook for my program, sometimes I, you know, would get 20 pages done in a sitting. Sometimes I would get, like, you know, I don't know, 30 to 40 done in a sitting. And getting 20 done was just as valuable as the days that I could get 40 done, right? It didn't matter if I was slower some days or I just, you know, was a little bit more fatigued some days. It's like doing something was better than nothing. Same thing with, you know, other tasks that you need to get done. B minus work is better than no work at all. I used to go by that phrase in college a lot of times whenever I would be all perfectionistic about my, you know, college papers. It was like, you know what? Sometimes B minus work is just what needs to happen in order to get things done. I coach a lot of people and I coach, you know, a lot of perfectionists as well. And that is a big topic that I have with them on their procrastination. If they're like, I need to get 20 emails done in order to launch this program of mine, it's like, okay, write the emails. And a lot of times they'll say things like, yeah, but, you know, I kept rereading it over and over again. And then before I know it, it's like taking me 1 hour to write one email and I have 19 more to go and I don't have 19 more hours in my day. And we have to coach on, again, going back to B minus work is okay. It's better to have 20 emails where at least you got them done and there's, you know, people get the gist versus I only got 2 done or I got 0 done. Okay. Something is better than nothing. So next time you're procrastinating, just call out your brain lovingly and sternly. Okay. And say, look, brain, I know that you want me to have fun right now. But we are stronger than that, and we're going to get our ish done, okay? We're going to go get what we need to done. We're going to make ourselves proud today, and we're going to experience that little bit of discomfort or, you know, something that doesn't feel like as much pleasure, but it's going to create a better result for us long term. Like, if you can get through the discomfort of what you don't want to do now, you're actually building more comfort for you later on down the road. I have to do this all the time in my business. Sometimes there are things I don't want to be doing right now. I want to, like, wait. And sometimes I want to wait 6 months. And I'm like, man, if only I could just hold off on, you know, those emails for a while, or hold off on that planning, or hold off on contacting that person. And I could, but it wouldn't be in the best interest of me for the business that I want to grow. It wouldn't be in the best interest of my client for the people that I want to serve. And it just wouldn't be productive for becoming my highest self in my life and in my business. So every time I recognize that little procrastinating voice, I lovingly and sternly call myself out on it and say, I'm willing to sacrifice this temporary pleasure for lifelong results and success, okay? Take that with you. If you need any help and you're really struggling in this area, reach out for a consult. You can schedule at MacyRenee.com. We talk together for free for 60 minutes. If there's a solution at the end of it that I can offer you, whether we coach one-on-one or you fit really well in one of my group programs, we will discuss all of the options for you. And I will even refer you to someone else if I'm not the person to help you or we don't jive. Okay, so there's never any pressure on a consult. It's really a way to see if you're ready for the next step of coaching and how I can help you or find the right help for you. Okay, I love you so much. Make sure you're on my email list so you don't miss upcoming announcements. And I will see you guys next week. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.